Robbie, Marie, and the Doctor.
Triple J.
The Battle of the Minds. McDougall versus Anderson.
The Doctor here in the foyer of a very fancy hotel in the middle of the city. The entourage just arrived. Pamela Anderson in her white fancy dress sort of just breezed on through with a few other people. And the paparazzi, I haven't seen paparazzi ever before close up. So it was quite exciting to see all these snap-happy people with their cameras going nuts. And I'm sitting down and just waiting to be summoned upstairs into the Pamela Anderson suite.
Hello.
I'm Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Right.
Pamela Anderson.
How are you?
Hey, how
are
you doing?
Awesome.
Very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. Have a seat. Does anyone have a scrunchie or a hairband for me? I had a little clapper.
Yeah. No hidden chicken.
No.
Actually, in a newspaper, it suggested that maybe I planned the stunt. Are you kidding me?
You can't win either
Does
way.
Does anyone call those people? I sent a letter bomb. I know. Who's that guy?
I don't know. It was some online thing, I believe.
Well,
but I don't know.
That was awful.
Yeah, and stupid, too. Just, like, what...
I didn't see anything, you know, because I just saw the guy pulling his pants down, and I thought, well, you know, I've done sound worse. I'll just sign his little... I didn't realize what was going on in the front. I didn't realize anything. I didn't see any of it.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
All right.
So, what's your radio station called?
Triple J.
Triple J?
Yeah.
Is it an animal rights thing? Or
no, it's an Australia-wide, government-owned youth music radio station.
Oh, hang on.
And I'm possibly one of the only vegans on air.
Wow.
But I beat the cause fairly wholeheartedly.
I know. I feel like that, too, with my show, with the Girl on the Loose show. Every single episode does have some animal rights in it, and some people have said, God, she's beating us over the head with that. So, you know what? But they have no voice, and this is a platform, and the only reason I did this show is so I could do this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I go to Washington, and I lobby against animal experimentation. They're still using those 80-year-old tests that we all know it's like prehistoric ridiculousness. And I actually show some of the footage on the show, which is, I can't believe he's letting me do this. It's like a godsend because, you know, no one wants to show anything too graphic. But we kind of layer it and make it so people can kind of see a little bit and have me talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then from the very beginning, I had a yard sale. I gave all the money to PETA. I auctioned my viper off. That money went to the exotic skin trade, you know, in India and stuff like that. So trying to do my part, putting myself out there, bait and switch, right?
It is. It's you lure people in with Pamela Anderson, then you hit them with the message.
Right.
That's it. Okay. Is it? And also, I remember in Stripperella, the cartoon series that was shown on SBS here a few years ago, and I think it was towards the end of the series, you had the episode with animals needing... It was acronym...
Oh, anal. Yes.
It was great, and you got your animal message in there as well.
Exactly. Anal, yes. It was animals needing a lot of love or something.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
It was instead of PETA.
Is it hard being someone who people know as, you know, from Baywatch and from your acting career and from your modelling career to then be taken seriously as an animal rights activist and outspoken person?
So far, you know, in the 15 years I've worked with PETA, you know, Dan and I have travelled the world and we've brought a lot of awareness to things, and I think a lot of animal rights is about bringing awareness to things. If you know, you can make a conscious decision of what kind of cosmetic to wear or what kind of clothing to wear, if you were going to harm something or not harm something, or you would choose... It's the only human to choose something that would be less harmful. For the rest of my life, I think I've kind of, whatever I've done, you know, I've gotten all this attention for some reason. I feel like the rest of my life I want to use the attention I've got to do something good with it. And Pete is, you know, the tip of the iceberg.
Well, you went vegetarian when you were very young at home. You're living with your parents.
Yeah, not vegan, though. I thought vegetarian, I was Canadian, I thought vegetarian meant you could still eat fish because, you know, like people eat fish for breakfast, lunch, and dinner there, you know. That's a fairly Canadian thing. I was still eating, you know, smoked salmon thinking, I'm vegetarian. I never was a big meat eater and I never was a big egg lover, you know, when I finally knew where they came from. And my children, I remember Brandon sitting in the high chair saying, Mom, what's a chicken leg? And I said, well, it's a chicken leg. And he threw it across the room. He was like, what? It's a chicken? It's a leg? It's a piece of a body? That's the last chicken leg he ever ate.
Which is good, because you weren't forcing your ideals on your children. You're letting them learn the way you learn.
And still, they still, with their dad, and even their dad's gone vegetarian. Tommy's gone vegetarian. For his green show, he went vegetarian and felt better than he ever did. I'm just worried about him getting thin, so I'm forcing potatoes on him at every chance I can get. He's so tiny. I think going vegetarian is like buying a hybrid car, probably even better. So if you can do both, you're doing even more for the environment. You can't be an environmentalist and eat meat. People that call themselves environmentalists and aren't vegetarian, I think, aren't environmentalists.
And you heard that from Pamela Anderson, who I'm chatting to.
I'm sure everyone here really cares. No, well, what I have to say. Well, sorry, I'm just a blonde with these and plastic shoes.
But I think, what do you think about the people that say that don't like what Peter does, getting people to get nude and, you know, using body, like the feminists?
I love getting naked. The people that get nude, believe me, don't mind it at all. They're not forced into it. Mm-hmm. But I think there has to be an extreme in anything to raise awareness of anything. You have to have an extremist so you can have a middle ground. You know, you have to have the people that are really putting their necks out to draw the attention to it, and then you have the people. Like, then I get to be someone who draws awareness to things. I don't have to be the person pouring, you know, red paint on a fur coat. You know, I'm still sticking stickers in people's, on slapping on their back that says, I'm an asshole, I wear fur. Yeah, they can't even feel it through all that fur anyway, so. Reality TV is scripted. My show is not scripted. It's very chaotic and sporadic, and there's a lot of things going on. And, you know, people are saying, you know, explain what art, because I'm an art collector, and explain the art you have on the wall. And I'm like, no, I don't want to explain anything. Let me just do my Raquel Welch yoga tape, look at the Richard Prince on the wall. Let me, you know, make a, you know, a vegan, you know, vegetable something for my kids, and just let me live my life the way I live it. Let me do my Super 8, you know, 16 millimeter crazy. You know, I just really love filmmaking, and I took it on as a kind of an art project. But I really think that this show is more insightful than a reality show. And I feel like I just got to the tip of the iceberg, because now I've done 8 episodes. I'm starting to get it, how it works now. And the show isn't really just about me. It's about all the great things I get to do.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be able to be coming to Australia. I never thought I'd see the world the way I do, or meet the people that I have met, or in politics, or in, you know, athletes, or just people. The people I get to meet are such interesting, eccentric, wonderful people, and the experiences I just want to share with other people. It's a way to share my life that I feel really blessed to have.
Well, that's great. Although, when the first episode aired in America, you did tell everyone not to watch it because the Olympics were on.
I did. Well, I said, yeah, because I love the Olympics. And I said, it was on Sunday nights. I said, nobody better be watching my show. The Olympics are on. But that, again, that's, you know, part of my personality. And he did say, that was a stupid thing to say. The Olympics are over now. And you know, I was watching. Oh, my God. God, those guys are so sexy. All the swimmers are so sexy. And, of course, I said, the one I wanted to meet here was Mr. Mitchum. And they go, well, he's gay. So yeah. They're all gay or married. All the good ones.
Thank you very much for doing much for the animals and for coming out and chatting to Triple J today. Can I just be the tabloid journalist and just ask the dumb tabloid question?
What?
Did you hang out with Michael Jackson in Santa Monica the other day?
No.
Good.
Oh, my God.
I just saw it on this scrolling news bar. There was a photo from some dumb website.
Oh, my gosh. No, that wasn't me.
All right, that was my tabloid journalist dreams fulfilled.
That's okay. Your editor probably made you say that. You know, I get that. No. I get the typical lines of people. I'm saying, you know, I know you. There's people are like, I'm so sorry I got to ask this, but blah, blah, blah.
No, it was good.
It was one of those.
That's great.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't you.
Just another impersonator.
There is no good impersonator.
Thank you. Robbie, Marique, and the Doctor on Triple J.